Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Zevachim, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin three lines off the top of the Amud, back to the Sugya of Pigel. So the Kohen is thinking, well, I'm going to eat the korban or offer the korban to the Mizbeach in the wrong time, past the expiry date. That makes Pigel. So, if one eats the korban, even now, he's liable to karis, provided there were no other interfering factors. For instance, if he mixed in another nefarious plan, he was thinking about doing it also outside of its allowable place, chuslam kaimai, if makrav it there, eat it there, then interferes. That will disrupt the pigel process from taking effect. Now, when we speak about a machshava, whether chutzl zmani, which makes pigel, or chutzl mkami, which just makes it puzzle, but not pigel, there is a minimum requirement, a kezias requirement that he has to think of. So basically, he has to think he's going to eat a kezias in the wrong time, a kezias of that basar in the wrong place, or in terms of being makrav on the mizbeach, likewise, I'm going to burn a kezias of the fat on the mizbeach in the wrong time or wrong place. But if it's limited to a half a kezias, that doesn't qualify. Okay, itzma. So now we're going to have several variations of attempts at making pigel, and we'll see whether in fact those attempts will be successful in generating pigel. Itzma, so we have learned. He's thinking only a half a kezias, a half a zayis, olive quantity worth of meat, chatzi zayis, chus zmanoi, I'm going to eat it in the wrong time. So as yet, we don't have pigel, because he hasn't reached a kezias. The next thought is, chatzi zayis, chus lemkaimai, I'm also going to have a zayis in the wrong place. Okay, so half a zayis, chus zmanoi, half zayis, chus lemkaimai. And then he comes back and adds and completes the initial chayitz of zayis of chutz zmanai, v'chatzi zayis chutz zmanai. So now you have a total of a full zayis for zman. It's only a half a zayis of makim. Half a zayis zman, half a zayis makim, concluding with a half a zayis of zman. What happens now? Shall we say whether, he doesn't really have pigel because he only started with half a zayis of zman, and then right away added half a zayis of makim, that sort of cancels out the pigel. Because when he got to that first zayis, it was half zman, half makim, that's not pigel. What shall we say? Just ignore that middle step. Ultimately, he came back and completed the zayis of zman. So add the last to the first, right? Number three, back to number one, the two halves, combine them and get a zayis of chus zmani. We have machlekes, amar rava. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, talking about the Eibishter. Vayikatz ki yoshin Hashem ki gibor misroinin miyoyin Hashem, so to speak, awakens, meaning he expresses his anger against the goyim who torment us. So he chose to relate to a pasuk in Tehillim in a poetic fashion. Vayikatz ki yoshin. Here as well, hapigel, the pigel sort of wakes up from being dormant. So basically, the first zayis, which was sort of dormant, because it wasn't a full zayis. So for the time being, it wasn't really active pigel. It was potential, but not active. That half can now be reawakened when he adds the second half later on for a total of a zayis, which generates pigel and activates the pigel process. That's Rav's opinion. For Rav Hamnuna Omar, he says, no. Erev machshav es havi, too late. You already interfered, you already clashed. The first half was chus zmanai, the second half was chusam kaima, you have a full zayis, half and half. Half and half doesn't make pigel, it's done. It's over with. You can't go back and retract and extract the first half and connect it to the third half of zman and make it pigel. It's too late. Pigel has been cancelled. I'm gonna seek to show you the source for my concept, that even when something was, sort of put on the side, on standby, in the meantime, inactive can then be reactivated. Thus now we have a halacha regarding tumah, where we require a kibetza, an egg, you know, volume worth of food to transmit tumah. So if that food is tummy, it will transmit tumah provided it has a share of a kibetza. So let's say we have kibetza oichel, we have a kibetza of food, which is a rishon l'tumah. Okay, so the top level, in which case if it would touch something, it would become the recipient would become a sheni l'tumah, which is one step down. So we have a kibetza of a rishon, together with a kibetza oichel sheni, with a kibetza of food, which is merely a sheni l'tumah, which had touched the rishon. So you have a kibetza of rishon, kibetza of sheni, both tummy, varying, you know, levels. Shebalalon zebaza. Now you mix them together. He connected them. What's the status of this mix? Well, rishon has the status of a rishon because within this mix you have enough material which is rishon. So now if you touch this mix, you become a sheni. Chilkan. Let's say he takes this mix and he splits it into two. So in each part, you don't really have enough rishon. You assume it sort of got mixed up, so you have part here, so you can't really consider it a rishon. At most, you can say it's a sheni. So each part now is halacha v'sheni l'tumah, which is a lower level. Zeh sheni, this is a sheni, zeh sheni. That's only because he kept them separate. Oh, but let's assume he goes and puts it back together. Oh, chazavirun, let's say he goes and mixes them back together. You're back to square one, Rishon Havi. This mix now has the status of Rishon. It's been upgraded back to Rishon. Why? Because the initial kibetza, which had been split, has now been rejoined together. Apparently, even when you lose your status temporarily, such as this Rishon, which lost its status temporarily when it was split into, now it can regain its status. And it's considered an active Rishon L'tumah. How do I know this is true? Mimai, how do I know? Miktani Seifa, look at the next part of this Mishnah. Nachal Zaba'atzmi, Zaba'atzmi. So when you split them, if each part landed on a Al-Kigosh Truma, on a loaf of Truma, each one separately, so this one landed, then you took it off, then the second one landed, Paslua. So now the loaf becomes Pasl, which means to say it becomes a Shlishi, because each part that landed on him has a status of a Sheni. But that's only because they landed on him separately. So each one on its own is a sheni, as we explained. But let's say naflu shnei ka'achas. Suppose both halves landed on this loaf together, same time, simultaneously. So now, at this point in time, how much rishon material is this loaf touching? A full kibetza. Right between both parts, you have a full kibetza of rishon. So in terms of the loaf, yeah, each part doesn't have a full kibetza of rishon, but turns into the loaf who's touching both of them simultaneously. He's touching a full kibetza of a rishon, so he becomes a sheni. Asu ashnias, they make him a sheni. So again, we had a kibetza of rishon, kibetza of sheni, mix them together, has the status of a rishon, because there's a kibetza of rishon within it. You split this mix into two, they have a din of a sheni now. You don't have enough rishon in there. But the Mishnah continues and tells us that if these parts landed on a loaf of truma, so it depends. If they landed separately, meaning one landed, you took it off, and the second one landed, again, you can't consider the loaf more than a shlishi because he touched this one separately and has a din of a sheni, and he touched that one separately, which also has a din of a sheni. But if they both were there together at the same time, ultimately the loaf is touching, within both parts he's touching a full kibetza of rishon, which is embedded within the smik, within these, you know, two pieces. So apparently, the rishon never lost its status, permanently, temporarily, you can't, it's inactive because it's less than a kibetza, because it was split into two parts, but ultimately he still has his power of rishon, if he were to come together back again with his other, you know, half. Likewise over here by the pigle, half Zayas of Zman awaits the arrival of the second half later on, which will come and redeem him, so to speak, extract him, connect with him, and generate pigle. That's Rava's opinion. But Rav Amnuna, he says, how could you compare the story of the Tumah to the story of the pig? By Tumah, you started with a proper amount. You had a Kibetz Arishin to begin with, which was actively Arishin. So although, you know, temporarily it was put on hold for lack of shear, but then when you restored when you filled the shear back up, he's back in business. Hacha, like a shear over here by the pigle, you never started with a shear. It was a half a zayis of zman paired up with a half a zayis of makom, and boom, they cancel each other out. Now you can't reawaken him. Amar Rav Amnuna, Nachum Rav Amnuna, he says, I'll prove to you my point from a different Mishnah. No, Minilah, how do I know my position is true? This not. Ha'ichlash nitin bava tumma. He had food which had touched an av hatum, which is higher than a rishon. He's a source of tumma. So it makes the food a rishon. And you have another piece of food, shvishanitma bavladatum, which got tummy from a vlad, which is a rishon. So he becomes by touching him, he becomes a shen. So now you have this rishon with a sheni, mitstarfin zeimze, letame kikal shevishneim. Now we have to realize that in this case there was only a half a kibetza of each variety, half a kibetza of rishon with half a kibetza of a sheni. So each one on its own can't really do much harm, but if you combine them for a total of a kibetza, mistarfin, you can combine them, letame bikal or kikal shevishneim, and apply to them the lesser tumah amongst the two, meaning the common denominator here is a sheni, right? So you treat them like a sheni. So even the rishon is treated like a sheni because he can't be stronger than a sheni. He doesn't have enough to give over. So at most he can connect with the sheni and team up with him and have the same status as him. My love, let's assume Afakab the Hadar Mali, even if he refilled the missing part, meaning let's say he comes along with another half of kibetz and connects him to this mix. So now you have a total of a kibetz of rishon. Too late. You don't say that, because that half of kibetz of the rishon had already been downgraded to a sheni. He didn't have enough to speak for himself, so you have to connect to the other sheni and act accordingly. So even if you go and refill him, add another kibetz of rishon, too late. You can't upgrade him anymore. You can't restore his status. What do we see? Once you lose your status, you can't restore it. So the Mano Duma, perhaps, who said we're speaking that he went and he filled him up? Perhaps he never came back with more. And that's why the rishon is treated like a shame. But if you were to add more rishon to the mix, perhaps he regains his rishon status. Okay, so bottom line is, we have a case of chatzi zayis of zman, chatzi zayis of makim. Concluding with the chatzi zayis of zman, Rabbi says, connect number one and number three, get a full zayis of zman, you have pigel. Rabbi Muna says, number one lost his pigel power because when number two, which is the makim, came to the into the picture, they clashed. Or I should say they connected to each other, in which case now we have the pigel downgraded. Because he's no longer able to make pigel. Since the malkim came into play, disrupts the process, and it's like the first half was in his bottle, it's no longer pigel, and can no longer regain that status. At most, he can make the carbon puzzle. Okay, so once number one connected with number two to make a psul, you can't reawaken number one to make him pigel. Okay, here comes another variation of this Zman Malkim variation. Kiyos Rav Dimi came, Amar, he quoted a halacha in the name of Bar Kapara. Okay, so we have the following case. Chatzi Zayis Chuslam Kaima, half a Zayis of Malkim. The starting point here was Malkim. Chatzi Zayis Chuslam Zman, half a Zayis of Zman. Plus, Chatzi Zayis Chuslam Zman, another half a Zayis of Zman. So it was Malkim Zman Zman. Tani Bar Kapara, what Kapara taught, that it's pigel. We don't say that the first chatzizayis of Malkin connected with the chatzizayis of Zman, which immediately followed it, to make the carbon pasul, in which case that half a zayis can no longer connect to the one following it, the half a zayis of pigul to generate pigul is too late. We don't say that. Ein chatzi zayis moel malkim kazayis. The half a zayis of chusim kami cannot oppose, cannot interfere with the total of a zayis of pigul. Ultimately, you have a zayis of pigul. However, kiyasa Ravin came, he disagreed. Amar, he says, no. In this case, Bar Kapara, of course, would agree. It's too late because the first one was Mokim, followed by Zman. He grabs him. He doesn't release him anymore. Too late, you can't use him to make pigul. However, Bar Kapara was talking about a different case, slightly different case. Chatz Zayis Chus Zmani, half a Zayis of Zman. V'chatz Zayis Chus Zmani, great, so now they connect and make pigul. Despite V'chatz Zayis Chus Zmani, which follow them, he doesn't interfere anymore. So it's a half a zayis of zman, half a zayis of zman, and then comes half a zayis of mokim, it's pigul. Tani bar kapara, in this case, bar kapara taught that it's pigul. Okay, it's much more straightforward. Ein chatzi zayis, the last half a zayis of mokim cannot go back and undo a full kazayis of pigul. Moyo mokim kazayis. Rav Ashi Masnihochi, Rashi had yet a third version of bar kapara's halacha, which was similar to the first version. It was zman, then it was mokim zman together. Chatz zayis chus zman, half a zayis of zman, and then he says, okay, the next is going to be a zayis half and half. Kazayis chetze chus zman, half is mokim, but chetze and half of that zayis is chus zman is zman. In this case, tani bar kapara, even in this case where it was technically zman, mokim and zman, tani bar kapara, it's pigul, because ultimately we connect the two halves and oppose the half of mokim. Ein chatz zayis, the half a zayis of mokim, even though it came sandwiched in the middle of the two halves of Zman, they can't oppose, they can't undo Moyel, the full Kazayas, B'makim Kazayas of the Zman. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Chishev Sheichlu Klav, L'machar. So he's shechting the carbon, he's thinking, I'm going to feed the flesh of the carbon to dogs. Okay? Pigul needs to relate to consumption, Achila, whether Achilas Mizbeach or Achilas Adam. Here's a chiddush. Even klavim constitute achila. So I'm going to feed it to the dogs. L'machar tomorrow. Pigul, it's considered pigul. Why? Because we find even the consumption of klavim are considered achila. And the pasuk, the chsiv, we have a pasuk v'es Izevel, right, the wife of Nabal. Yoichlu haklavim, the wife of Achav, I mean. Yoichlu haklavim mechelek Israel. So you see that klavim engage in achila. So thinking in those terms makes pigul. Maskefla Rabbi Ami. Really? So anything that constitutes achila qualifies for pigul? Elamat, if that's the case, what about, I'm thinking that I'm going to feed it to a fire. Not on the Mizbeach, just to make, you know, a bonfire. Chishev shetechleu esh. L'machar, you know, tomorrow. Is that called pigul? We find that esh eats. We find loshen achila by esh. Techsev techleu esh le'nubach. Hachinami, here as well, the pigul, you say it's pigul? Chetem hachinami, perhaps, yeah. Okay, maybe, but now we have a Mishnah which tells us otherwise. The Mishnah says, pigul must relate to a kazayis. Now, you can't combine half a zayis of personal consumption in the wrong time and a half a zayis of mizbeach consumption in the wrong time. You can't combine that. It's either or. Either personal consumption of kazayis or kazayis of mizbeach consumption, right? But none, lechol kachatzi zayis, to eat half a zayis of the flesh in the wrong time. Ulaakti chazi zayis. And you mak there, half a zayis of the fats and the mizbeach tomorrow, kosher. There's no problem. Shein achilu ter mitzav. You can't combine personal and mizbeach. Why? Mizbeach is fire consumption. Fire consumption is achilu. Right? And according to you, anything that qualifies for achilu qualifies for pigul. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ida apka. If he would have expressed it in this language, it's all about the word that he used. If he would have said b'loshen achila, that I'm going to feed it to the mizbeach's fire, right? I want the mizbeach to be oichelit hachanam. You're right. It would qualify for pigul because achila makes pigul. My skin was speaking that he didn't do that. The apka b'loshen achtor. Instead of saying the mizbeach will eat it, the fire will consume it with a loshna achila, he used loshna ktara, which is a different process, which is describing a different procedure to loshoin achila lechud, loshoin aktara lechud. Achila, aktara is aktara, describing a different process. So it's all about the wording that he used. You're right, if he would have chose the lashon achila. Achilas eish, achilas klavim, achilas mizbeach would qualify for people. But aktara is aktara, different type of process, and therefore you can't combine it with the personal consumption, where the lashon achila more accurately describe the process. So, true, achila makes pigul, but only if it's actually achila. By Rav Ashi, comes a new question regarding pigul. He's thinking a kazayis of the basar will be eaten by two people in the wrong time. Now, we know that throughout the Torah, the minimum amount for an act of achila to be considered halachically a masa, an act of eating, one must eat a kazayis. So, on the one hand, he's thinking about a kazayis, which will be eaten in the wrong time, but split between two people. So, in terms of the personal side of it, it's not enough to go around to make an achila per person. But the korban will be consumed. A kazayis, which is the sheer achila of this korban, will be consumed the wrong time. So, in terms of the korban, you have enough. In terms of the eaters, you don't have enough. Does that make people? But Rav Ashi, he's thinking to feed a kazayis of the korban, the wrong time, or the wrong place, to two people. Ma, what's the status here? Do we look at his thought, which relates to the korban? The ikuk shiurs, you have the shiur, you have the minimum requirement, you have a kazayis. Do you look at the people eating it? Like a shiur, you don't have enough per person. Amar Abaye Tashma, says Abaye, let me clarify it for you. Let's take a look at the Mishnah again. So we have that combination, right? Combining emphasis, personal consumption, emphasis of the Mizbeach, it doesn't compare, right? It doesn't connect. It doesn't combine. Lechol kechatzi zayis, lahaktik chatzi zayis, kosher, it's okay. Why? As we explained, because you can't combine the two. Shein achil v'kter mitzav, you can't combine personal consumption and Mizbeach consumption. But let's say, it's not personal Mizbeach. It's all personal, but split between two people, sounds like it works. Right? You can't combine half a zayis for personal together with half a zayis of mizbeach. But if it's half to Reuven, half to Shimon, both personal, it would combine, despite the fact that you're splitting the zayis amongst two people. Oh, but apparently, lechel v'lechel, to feed to Reuven and to Shimon the same zayis, so half a zayis per person, dumya, which is similar to the case that you just mentioned, lech lahakter, combining eating and bimakter. For instance, how does that work? Feeding it to two people, mitzdarva would combine. Shema mino. That's your proof that it works. So the focal point is the carbon. You have a kazayis and it makes people. Boy, Rabbi, here comes a new question. What are your plans on eating that kazayis, stretching it, you know, into a two-hour meal beyond the shiur, beyond the mealtime shiur, which is a kazayis, b'chdei achilas pras, we know throughout the Torah, an act of achila only qualifies if you ate a kazayis amount within one mealtime experience, which is called achilas pras, the time that it takes to eat a pras, a half a loaf of bread which has two meals worth in it, so half a loaf is one meal's worth. So if you eat the kazayis within that short time, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, depending on the various poskim, that's considered one experience, one achil. He plans on eating this piece of meat, from the, you know, this carbon, in 2 hours. It's going to take him 2 hours, beyond achilas pras. Shall we say it's pigul or not? He's going to eat a kazayis, but yes, sir. But he's going to stretch the experience more b'chdei achilas pras than it takes to eat a pras, basically, beyond the shear of a mealtime. Ma, what's the aloha? La'achilas gavoyim adminile, should we compare it to mizbeach consumption, which has no time constraints? It can take hours for the fire to burn it. So apparently, that's not a factor. Oidilma la'achilas hedyot adminile, perhaps we compare it to the halachos of ordinary eating throughout the Torah. And it must be done within this short lapse of time. Om abayit toshma, I'll prove the halacha from this mission again. Okay, that's the halacha of lechel k'chatzis zayis, lahaktik k'chatzis zayis, half a zayis to eat, half a zayis to burn. Kosher, it's okay, because you can't combine personal and mizbeach, right? Shein achilu k'ter mitzdarf. Taima. So clearly the problem is lechav lehakta. He's trying to combine personal and mizbeach. Ho lechav lechav. Well, let's say it's just about his eating, but in a very stretched out experience, similar to the mizbeach experience. But instead it's going to be him doing it, but taking his time. Mitzdarf, it would work. It would be considered a sheer pigle. But we assume that the burning on the mizbeach takes a while, takes longer than achilas pras. Apparently, that's not a factor. Do a mesa gadol. No, perhaps we're speaking about a huge fire on the mizbeach, which will instantly consume in a very short time. Okay, so in conclusion, according to Rabbi Yannai, yechlu klavim can make pigul. Yechlu eish can make pigul. We concluded that even feeding the zayis to two people works. Regarding achilas pras, we didn't really have a conclusion on that. Now let's go back to the halacha in the Mishnah, where he attempts to combine personal and mizbeach offerings. Lechol chatzis zayis, I'm going to eat a half a zayis, the wrong time. Ulachdik chatzis zayis, and the burn on the mizbeach half a zayis, in the wrong time, kosher, it's okay because it doesn't combine. Tamud lechol lehakter. Apparently it's only because he's trying to combine achila and haktorah. Ho lechol lechol. Dover shindak lechol, but suppose He was talking about eating, personally eating, the same material that he would theoretically offer on the mizbeach. So basically, le'echel, he's planning on eating half a zayis of meat, which is meant for personal consumption, vile'echel, and also half a zayis of the fats, which are meant for the mizbeach. The only difference is, in the unsuccessful attempt, we're talking that he was trying to combine personal consumption with mizbeach consumption. No, in this case, no. We'll make an inference. What happens if he goes and he thinks half a zayis of meat, which is meant for personal consumption, plus I'm going to eat the other half a zayis, which is meant for the mizbeach, rather I'm going to eat it. Okay, so could I combine half a zayis of basa with half a zayis of emurin, fats which are for the mizbeach? He's going to eat them both? Even though it's something which is not meant for personal consumption, meant for the mizbeach, mitzdar, you can combine and make pigul. That's what it seems like from the Mishnah. The reason why it failed in this case is because he's combining personal with mizbeach. Well, let's say he eats both parts. The part that's meant for him, the part that's meant for mizbeach, that would make pigul. The ratio at the beginning of the Mishnah tells us otherwise. Machshava only works if the material is meant for him. Like meat, you can't think to eat things which are meant for the mizbeach. The Mishnah says lechel shadarke lechel, only to eat something which is meant for him, meat. And shadarke lechel in, only that works. Shein darke lechel, something which is not meant to eat, rather which is meant for mizbeach. You can't think that you're going to eat that. Amar Rab Yirmiya, Hamani Rab Lezer hi. The last part of the Mishnah is reflective of Shita's Rab Lezer, who says you could cross it over. The Amor says, Mechash Machilas Adam. You can take meat which is meant for personal, Lechilas Mizbeach, and plan on burning it on the Mizbeach beyond the time that makes pigul. Or in the reverse, Machilas Mizbeach, take material which is meant for the Mizbeach, Lechilas Adam, and decide to eat it yourself. And that also makes pigul. That's not as relevant. In the Mishnah, Shechet HaZebach, he does a Shechita, Lechel Davar, Shein Da'ak Lechel, to eat something which is meant for the Mizbeach. Or, Ulahak to Davar Shein Lechel, or to burn on the Mizbeach, something which is not meant for the Mizbeach, something meant for personal use. Kasher, it's okay, you can't cross over. Rabbi Lezer personally says it's pigul. Okay, and the Mishnah Mayos is going like him. Abai Omar Abai disagrees. Afilu temer rabbanon. No, our Mishnah could be going like the rabbanon as well. Meat are for people. Meat is for people, and fats are for the mizbeach only. Ulei temer, but don't make that inference. Don't make your deal. You can't conclude the way you did. Don't say ho lechol lechol. Apparently, if it would be eating and eating, half a zayis of meat, half a zayis of fat, which is not meant to eat, it makes pigul. No, don't go that way. Elim, rather say like this. The inference will be like this. Ho, huh? But apparently, in the following case, where it's half a zayis of meat lechol to eat, and half a zayis of meat again to eat, lechol dovashinakol meat which is meant to be, that makes pigul. So even though he split into two, right? He split his plan into two, half and half. Ultimately, you have a full gezeis of edible meat. Mike Kamash, what's the point of the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah teaching us here? Is the Mishnah simply telling us the basic halacha that half a zayis of meat combines with the next half a zayis of meat? That's pretty simple. But Reisha Shemamina, we already learned that from the first part of the Mishnah, that you can attach two halves together. They're both, you know, the same type of material. Where it says, kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis l'machar. In the case of the Mishnah there, he had half and half. Half outside, half tomorrow. Puzzle, it makes it a puzzle. Because it wasn't a full kazayis of zman. Huh. But apparently, both halves would relate to zman, it would be pigle, even though he split them into two halves. Huh, kachatzi zayis l'machar, half zayis tomorrow, and another kachatzi zayis l'machar, it would be pigle. So we know that from there, we don't need a repetition. So what's the point of this inference? E, perhaps to tell us something else. Le'echaluk l'hakter, that in fact you can't combine personal eating and mizbeach eating. Again, we know that already from Miduki the Reisha. Shmamino, that can be learned from an inference from the first part of the Mishnah, where it says, le'echal davar shadak le'echal in. Only if he's thinking to eat something which he's meant to eat, like meat. She'en dak le'echal, but not if he's planning to eat something which he shouldn't be eating. So we see that if you mix in emurim fats, it doesn't work. So now, hashta. So if we already know, uma lecha v'lecha, dover shenakir lecha, even in a case where it was, I'm thinking to eat a half a zayis of basr, and half a zayis of dover shenakir lecha, which means fats. Lo yimitzar, we can't combine. Certainly, in this case of lecha v'lehakta mibayi, certainly, if I'm thinking to eat a half a zayis and to burn a half a zayis to mizbeach, of course you can't combine. It's even worse than before. Because the second half, I'm not even eating it. I'm on the mizbeach. I'm putting it on the mizbeach. So it's an obvious halacha. So I said, well, no. Actually, it's not so obvious. There is a special point here that you wouldn't know. Le'echo v'lehakter, it's exactly the Mishnah saw a need to teach you this halacha. To tell you, you can't combine half a zayis of meat for yourself, half a zayis on the mizbeach. Because I would think that's even better, actually. Sankar, perhaps I would think, awesome. In the first case, when he plans on eating himself, half meat and half emurin, yeah, it doesn't work because he has no business eating the emurin. That belongs on the mizbeach. Awesome. In that case, certainly, the love, kiurcha, kemachash, if he's not thinking properly, appropriately, the emurin are not meant for him. Of course, it doesn't work out balacha, but in this case, where it's a half a zayis for personal, half a zayis going to be burnt on the mizbeach, perhaps. That's the right address, and you could consider that as a pigal element of halacha de b'hai ki urche. In this case, u'b'hai, each half a zayis is being addressed properly. This half I'm going to eat. U'b'hai ki urche, the other half I'm going to burn. Aim will start, perhaps you can combine the two halves. Because each one on its own is a proper machshava, proper pigal. Kamashon, that's the point of the Mishnah. Ultimately, you cannot combine. Just can't combine. Any which way, you can't combine. Certainly, if it's a half a zayis of basar for consumption, another half a zayis of basar for consumption, of course that you can combine, even though you thought them separately. But to mix and match, that doesn't work. Okay, so the Mishnah tells us, the halacha of achilu v'aktor not being mitzdarev. What happens if he plans on eating the fats? So according to Rabbi Elazar, and that's pigul as well. And according to Rabbi Yeria, in fact, the Mishnah is telling us that because the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar. Abaye says no. The Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar. Rather, the Mishnah is telling us that you can combine you can combine two halves. When each half is actual meat, right? But really, the main part of the Mishnah here is to tell you, don't think that if it's half a basar and half a murin on the mizbeach, you can combine them. Fact is, achilu v'aktor not mitzdarev. Harun loch klal zvachem shekibul dam. So, in a brief nutshell, we learned about combining halves regarding pigul. The first instance, it was a half a zayis of zman, half a zayis of makim, then a half a zayis of zman. Rava says, reawakens. The first half and the last half connect. Shmiyah Pigel. Rav Nuna says the first half went to sleep, so to speak. It was dormant and cannot be reawakened because it was already connected with the second Zayas, half a Zayas, which was Chosim Kaimai. So it was sort of finalized as Pasul and could no longer be used for Pigel. Then we had about Kaparas, three different versions there, where they're considered a Pigel, according to different opinions, different versions. Then we had Halacha regarding feeding to the Klavim, Achila to the Eish, feeding two people, we had a discussion about Achilas Pras, and you cannot combine Achila and Haktar. All the best to you and Atzlochar.